From Tidbits on October 6th, 2008, this is the audio version of The Return of AIM in beta, written by Glenn Fleischman. AOL, which I often forget still exists and has millions of users, has released a beta test version of AOL Instant Messenger, AIM, rebuilt from scratch. The first glimmer of a revised version since February 2004, according to the folks at CNET's Webware, AIM for Mac 1.0 beta has a few differences from iChat, but nothing that seems significant. The interface features a design and icons that are similar to Apple's AIM-connected iChat software, although audio and video options are missing. Screen sharing via instant messaging is unique to iChat and Leopard, and thus also isn't available in AIM. The beta version of AIM adds tab browsing sessions, something Apple added in Leopard's iChat release, too. As you pass over an entry in the buddy list, AIM pops up a flyover that shows an enlarged version of their buddy icon, how long they've been online, if they allow that detail to be disclosed, and their current status message. AIM allows you to set a more detailed response for when you're away from your computer, including using the name of the person pinging you, which seems quite useful. You can also go crazy and access animated icons and wallpapers and load custom emoticon sets. I'm too old to find that appealing. While the software is quote-unquote integrated with Apple Mail, AOL Mail, that just means there's a mail icon in the bottom of the buddy list that, when clicked, opens a web browser and logs you into your AOL Mail account. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and wow, who knew AIM was going to come back? You sort of wonder what the point is, don't you?